Yesterday, we were doing a very interesting halacha, which many people are familiar with, and we're in page 284, at least the last word on page 284. Again, what we're discussing is when we ask for rain in the various parts of Shemona Esrei, Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem. Also, we'll see, also St. Talmud Matar, the Racha. So the Machadra says we're just going to run through the Machadra. We didn't do the Ramah, so... And test, the very last word on page 284, something Kuf Yud Dalad Sif Tess. So the Machaber says as follows. If you recall, Im, Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Omer, if on the first day of Pesach, right, when we switch over from winter rainy stuff to summertime, Shemona Esrei, if on the first day, now in the previous halacha we learned that if you're not sure about what you said, so we say it takes 30 days to switch over mentally in your mind whether you're saying Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem, Mori Atal, not saying anything, whatever. It takes a while to switch that over. So the Machaber says that if on the first day of Pesach, and again, when you make that switch, Omer Baruch, brachas ata gibor ad morid atal. If you say ata gibor lo mashem achaim yisim ato roshia morid atal, right? Given this according to the Machaber, you say morid atal. And Mishnah Berurah points out you have to say morid atal, not until morid atal, but including morid atal. And if you don't say Morat Tal, according to Ashkenazim, you have to say Machal Kachaim, because you're not saying anything. Ati Yivar Lama Shem Machaim Yisim Atar Roshia, Machal Kachaim, right? You got to have a connection there. If you say that, whatever you say, depending on what your custom is, Tzadi Pamim, say it 90 times, Keneged Lamed Yom She Omer Oso Gimel Pamim B'chol Yom. So, because we said it takes 30 days, we Baruch Hashem, we have a CPA here, we have Menachem Goldberg, will tell you that... sure, most of us can't figure out that if you daven three times a day for 30 days, that equals, take out your calculators, 90. So, b'choyom ishamle eilech im eino zocher im hiskir gashem harehu b'cheska shlo hiskir gashem ve'eino tzarech lachzer. So then, even though it's within the 30 days, but we say that you retooled your mind, and if you're not sure, you're scared, maybe you said Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem, which is not good in the summer months. But even though it's within 30 days, still we'd say you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Why? Because you repeated it over and over and over and over again. We assume that you retooled yourself.
What would be 100?
Hold on a second. You're skipping in front of me. And the Ramah says, V'chein l'didan im amar ad mechal kachayim. And as I said before, according to us, according to Ashkenaz Minog, so when you switch over the summer, you're deleting Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem. And what are you saying instead? You're not saying Morat Tal, you're saying nothing. So you have to say until Mechal Kachaim. So as we said before, you know, that Mechal, you have to, the Mishnah Berurah points out, say Mechal Kachaim, right? You have to say that. And then you have to say that. Below Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem, without that insertion of the winter months of Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem, Amar, so too, all of you are probably familiar with this. Maybe not in Shmini Atzeres. Well, it is Shmini Atzeres. We call it Simchas Torah. If you said on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Tzadi Pamim 90 times, Ata Gibor Ad Mashiv Ad Morid Gashem, you said 90 times, Ata Gibor Lomashem, Machai Mesim Atorah, Shia, Mashiv Ruach Morid Hagashem. Right, remember the nigun? In this topic, achakach im hiskir alo. So then, if within 3 days, again, the same thing applies to the beginning. When you start saying Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem, right? If you didn't say anything, so then you're in trouble. If you said Mori Atal, it's okay. But so if you're not sure after Shmini Atzeres, within 30 days, so then you'd have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because we assume you didn't put in Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem. But the Rama says, if you said on Shmini Atzeres 90 times, that Machal Kachayim Mashiv Ruach Melech Gashem, or Geshem, depending where you come from. So then, you would not have to repeat. We assume you retooled your mind. And that's what we do on Simchas Torah.
Why did you say it 100?
Nobody's patient to me. So,
what's the dollar I in the end of the ESM?
I don't know. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, that lechachila you should say it 101 times. You should not say it 9 times, but 101 times. Mishnah Berurah says, but bedieved you only said it 90, and then after you said 90, you're not sure what you said. So we assume you retooled yourself. We go like the Machaber and the Ramah, who said 90, so that's not so bad. And we would not make you repeat Shmon Esrei. Okay, now as we know, there's a few problems. There's a few problems. One of the problems is that during 30 days of davening, we have more than 90 tefillos. Because, as you know, we have at least 4 Shabbosim, where you got to add a Musaf. And you got Rosh Chodesh, you was really in there somewhere. So, so what's... Right, well, that's Pesach, but where do you go to do with Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres, there's no Yom Tov. So let's say according to that. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas about this. And again, it's Mishnah Berurah comes out that you could be lenient, that even though the 30 days does not add up to 90 tefillos, but still 90 tefillos would be okay. But what's interesting is Mishnah Berurah says in Membeis that let's say you did like this. You said whatever the change is, 45 times. And then you said it in Shmon Esrei another 15 days. So then what? So the Mishnah Berurah says, we assume that that it's okay. We assume that you change it. We say Chazaka Sha'amar Kahogan. We assume that you did it properly. Now the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. This would be interesting once you say this for a different reason. Okay. So now what we're saying is that let's say you said it on your own. So then you could, part of it, it doesn't have to be all 90 in one shot. It could be you just have to do 90 tefillos. So then the Aruch HaShulchan brings up an interesting case. And that is, let's say somebody's a chazan. Right? So what are you doing? You get in two extra Shmon Esreis a day. Right? Yeah, two. Huh?
Yeah, 20 days or
whatever.
You're
done. You're done.
16 days.
So the Aruch HaShulchan, believe it or not, paskins that way. The Aruch HaShulchan says that somebody is a Baal Tefillah, and again, Ruch Malzlan Lo Alein with an Avel, and so they hit one of these things, whatever it may be, right? Because after all, we have 3 times a year this happens. We have it after Sukkot, we have it December 4th. And then we have it first day of Pesach, when we switch over to the summer stuff, which is both changes at the same time. So again, so the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that if you're L'chazen, you'd speed it up. Isn't that interesting?
Does this work for all mathematical combinations?
That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying.
So in other words,
I don't know if you just did it one, you know, you dive in just once for the Omer, you know, like, I don't know.
So if you said it 80 times, you have to wait 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, so that's right. I mean, that's what it seems according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
In this case, then, do we have a complete equivalent? In other words,
It's just that the reason that we're allowing 90 times, even though technically it should be more, is it's leniency. But in fact, it is equivalent, because I thought perhaps there's some idea that 30 days as you mentioned,
right.
that period
so
of time being used
that's
to
right.
doing
so
it.
So that's the discussion. The discussion is, that's the discussion, right, that is the discussion, I'm back on the other page, on Lamed Zion, that the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zion discusses this, that is it something, it's a whole long Mishnah Berurah, I mean, relatively, is it, there's a machlokus whether it's the 90 days, if it's the 30 days, you know, who was it again? You're right. He brings the Achron. Delamed yom gam ken ritzol lomar kaminyan atfilas tamidos. Some say it means it's 30 days based upon the regular tefilos. Right. Therefore, you need 30 days according to them. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion that on the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zion. So Mishnah Berurah comes out leniently either way. In other words, I think I neglected to mention that point. I left people hanging with that yesterday. In other words, let's go the other way. In other words, let's say 30 days passed and someone was sick for a couple of days. Oh, chazen. But they were sick legitimately and they didn't dive in. So now that person, after 30 days, on day 31, they're not sure what they said. So now what do we do? So based upon what we said just now, it would seem like we would say that after Shemoneh Esrei. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, according to those opinions that say that it's 30 days, so even though the person didn't daven every single day, again, they missed a couple days, still we'd be lenient. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'nir d'lamaisa yesh l'hakel kishneihem, d'sav brachos l'hakel. Right, so let's say if 30 days pass and you missed a couple of tefillos, so we wouldn't make you repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say, on the other hand, based upon what we're saying now, if you speed it up by being the Baal Tefila, also we would not make you go back. And again, if you just sat and said or sang whatever, Mashu Baruch Maragash or not, or whatever, 90 times, we wouldn't make you go back, even though you didn't do 101. Okay? Terrific. Tomorrow, Mirza Hashem will go on to a very short halacha, Kuf Tesvav, very beautiful, very interesting Mishnah Berurah that we'll bring another cover tomorrow. Beautiful idea.